AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Schools in Baltimore and Washington, D.C. will be closed Tuesday as the cities continue to bounce back from the weekend blizzard. There'll be no school in Philadelphia either. Mayor Jim Kenney.
The main things we were concerned about were the number of drifts, the number of piles that were at corners where pedestrians could not be seen as easy, and especially little kids.
Air travel continues to be affected with more than 2,500 flights delayed or canceled Monday. Fewer unsubsidized customers are buying health insurance through the federal and state market exchanges than expected. AP correspondent Ricardo Alonso Zaldivar has more.
People who still pay full freight for their health insurance, instead of going into the healthcare laws insurance markets, apparently they still prefer to buy their coverage through a broker or directly from the insurer.
The Congressional Budget Office says 13 million people are likely to buy policies through the Affordable Care Act this year, down about 8 million from estimates early last year. Business economists are more pessimistic about their firm's future sales and profits than they were last fall.
A survey by the National Association for Business Economics paints a mostly gloomy view of the economy at the start of 2016. Fewer than half of the economists expect sales at their firms to rise in the first quarter, the smallest proportion since January of 2015. And nearly 20% expect profits to fall, the most in more than a year. At the same time, a majority of those surveyed say their firms plan to raise wages in the January to March quarter. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
Democratic presidential hopefuls Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, and Martin O'Malley are taking part in a CNN candidate forum in Des Moines, Iowa. The Iowa caucuses are 1 week away. Republican candidates campaigned in Iowa and New Hampshire Monday. This is AP Radio News. The Supreme Court has decided a Louisiana case involving a teenager who killed a sheriff's deputy more than 50 years ago.
3 years ago, the Supreme Court struck down the concept of automatic life sentences with no chance of release for teenage killers. But it didn't answer the question of whether those already in prison were retroactively covered by that ruling. The court's new ruling makes it clear. Those serving life terms for murders they committed as teenagers must have a chance to ask for their freedom. The decision does not forbid judges from sentencing teenagers to a lifetime in prison, but the Supreme Court has previously said such sentences should be rare. Rita Foley, Washington.
Police have recovered about $70,000 worth of cheese stolen from a suburban Milwaukee trucking company. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that no one's been arrested. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.